I'm John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. I am here with Sean Morgan of the band Seether. Sean, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, bro.
I know you guys are busy because you're just now gearing up for a big tour leaving tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we leave tomorrow night. We're just getting everything together. We're rehearsing with Clint Lowry, who's going to be the guitarist for the tour, which is really exciting.
Awesome.
Great player, great singer, great friend of ours. So, I mean, it's a lot of new things happening, man. The whole rig is big and everything's really exciting now.
So. The rig is big and loud, like frighteningly, like peel paint loud.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, you know, we wanted to do something different this time, and we've sort of stepped up the game quite a lot. A lot of new gear coming in, you know, everywhere. Like pedal boards have been reworked and amps have been reworked and stuff. So we're trying to act professional, which is new for us.
Yeah. Well, it's about time. All right, so let's talk about this bad boy right here.
This is my signature shape and model from Schecter, and it's real simple. It's got a kill switch, so you can turn it on and off.
Cool.
Volume is all I need, really.
Right.
And single humbucker at the back, Duncan design.
Oh,
and,
good.
Yeah, fixed bridge. I mean, it's real simple guitar. It's kind of more. I tend to play more percussively than finesse. And as you could tell when I was doing the intro, I kind of flubbed something. But
you know what? I love that you just kept going, man. Well, that's great. Professional.
You fake it till you make it. Man.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a great light guitar. The official model is matte black with glossy black stripes. Oh. We couldn't find one, obviously, because that's normally the case when this kind of thing happens.
Yeah.
But they sound great, man. They're really, really sturdy on the road. They take a big beating and they keep on going. So
yeah, and it's a bolt-on neck.
Yeah.
See, it looks like a set, but that's great.
Yeah, it's got it's got a couple of things here and there that are kind of interesting. I mean. Sure. This is my favorite part is when he puts the tape on the back so that I can see where I'm at, you know, especially when it's dark.
On a dark stage, absolutely.
So I want to get them at some point to customize some with LEDs in the neck, but I mean, that's difficult to get them to do, so.
Yeah.
But they're good guys, though.
Yeah,
I love the Schecter cats.
I love, it almost looks like lugs.
Yeah, man. It's gears. So it's
Kind
of like, it was supposed to be a little bit steampunk in a sense.
Yeah, so, that's great, for, man. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just simple, elegant design.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
just, you know, that's the whole thing again. It was just to keep it as simple as possible, and it's just like a real sort of, it's a rhythm guitar, you know what I mean? And I've never been a guy that sort of switches between neck and bridge pickups. I just always use the bridge pickup and just go with it. So,
right. So
that's what I did. I simplified it as much as possible, and less things can go wrong.
Good call. Now, actually, your tech mic has another one. Let's take a look at that one.
Hey, Bri. Yeah.
Ooh, very sexy.
These are custom ones that I had done. So the same exact setup as the other one, but the paintwork obviously is a little bit different. They were both inspired by the old muscle cars from the 70s,
very
60s
cool.
and 70s. So yeah. I'm a big Mustang and Chevelle fan. More of a Mustang, sort of the 69 fastback kind of Mustang. So in fact, we found a lot of these online and we just used them as reference points, and that's why the paint job's sort of supposed to reflect the old muscle cars.
Wow, yeah. I love that, man. Great, how cool.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. So, and that is, you've got several of these, but you're just switching.
Yeah, we got a bunch of these in different colors and there's in different tunings, but for the most part, it's exact same guitar, same setup the whole way through.
So, yeah.
I mean, again, simple is better as far as I'm concerned, and there's less that can go wrong, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, let's jump into this very modest pedal board that you weren't even using on the play-in. Not a real pedal guy, sounds like.
Well, you know, as you can see, it's very simple. There's your regular delay, flange, a chorus setup. I got my wah pedal, which I use a lot for, like when I'm tooling around between songs and stuff, maybe for solos. But this is my favorite, is the DD7, is the one where it's, what I do between songs on stage is I'll just hammer out a riff and I'll hit that. So when I'm changing guitar, there's something playing.
Ooh.
So it's never quiet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like we want to make it as noisy as possible for the hour and a half that we're on the stage,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, that's cool. You know what, it is awkward. There's an awkward silence when people are.
So we found a way around that, man. Yeah. And it's what's cool is it'll run and then I can obviously unplug and it'll keep going. Even though we've gone wireless now, which is another new thing for us. We've never been wireless before, so I still have that. Like Dale was saying earlier, we have this Pavlovian response. Like we keep looking for our cables to make sure we aren't stepping on them. But
it's funny. You know, it's funny. I saw the Heartbreakers last night, and Mike Campbell had a cable that must have been like like 100 feet long, and he's walking around just whipping it the whole time, like whipping it.
We used to do that all the time, man. Yeah. But you know, it's interesting because now we all of us are on wireless. That's the first for all of us, so we can all move around the stage a lot more, which is kind of cool because you know, sometimes a cable ties you down, especially on the bigger stages.
Oh yeah. Totally on a leash.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a simple setup again. It's just a simple pedal board.
Okay. So you're going into the wah, and what? Yeah. What it's that's what model is that?
That's the Jerry Cantrell.
Oh, okay. The Dunlop. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cry Baby. Okay.
Yeah.
So it runs from there to.
It goes from there into the everything basically runs through the chorus, then the flanger, then into the delay,
okay,
and then the last delay,
okay,
is what it looks like to me. that's how it runs. So we sort of it's sort of like a you know, it runs left and then sort of we use it way back
here,
and that's the rig selector. So I used to use I have been using Mesa Boogie triple rectifiers since I started.
Yeah.
But I've never really loved the clean sound that I get out of those amps. So we've got a couple of Lone Stars from them, which is not normally used, I guess, in the heavier rock bands. So yeah. they're kind of weirded out by us asking for them, but they sound great, and we actually got them to give us rack mounts.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool. So
that
I mean,
is cool.
maybe I shouldn't be saying that because maybe they'll have to make more. But so that's the thing. So now I've got the heavy sound with the 4x12s underneath that go through the triple rec, and then above that there's two 2x12s. That run the clean sound, so it's a whole different thing for us that we're trying. And I mean, I think it sounds great because, again, the triple rec clean sound is just functional,
yeah,
but it's not quite as pretty. And you can throw in reverb on the Lone Stars and stuff as well. And you can sort of make it sound bigger and make it sound prettier. So
yeah,
and I think it's important to have that sort of variation between the two sounds. You know, so that's what we kind of
did the
dual rig thing for a change.
And that clean sound you're just playing is just like pristine, yeah, man. Really, and I liked it. It sounded like maybe a little bit of verb, but nothing else. Yeah.
Well, it's just a little, you know, just like a little tasteful verb here and there. And again, it's a much, much cleaner, much more crisp, clean sound. And I think what's kind of cool about it is it sounds amazing, but then it's a little bit less forgiving, as you could tell when I was playing my intro riff.
Yeah.
So when you do make a mistake, it's real clear.
Yeah, but, right out there.
But yeah,
strong,
man.
And wrong. That's how I do it.
So ultimately, it's just like the whole thing is just quite simple, and it's effective for me because I don't really need to do a lot of the interesting sounding stuff as far as I'm a rhythm guy, really.
Well, and you're singing every song.
Yeah, exactly. So the less I have to do, the better.
You're busy.
So I know Clint's got all the sounds built in, and he's running Kemper and stuff. So, and yeah, he's got all the really cool, interesting stuff. So I just use this stuff a lot, mostly for, again, a lot of the stuff really gets used for the in between the songs.
Sure.
So it's really just it's like a pedal board to play on every 4 minutes or something.
Yeah, right. Well, man, I think we got to hear at least some of those sounds.
Yeah. All right, so the delay, usually this one is the loop one, so you can go. And then you can just change over while it keeps going.
Yeah,
you know,
cool.
So that sort of takes care of the silence between the songs. I mean, that the yeah. And then you got that, and yeah, then I got basically the chorus. Flanger. So that's kind of the settings, really.
All a man needs. Well, congratulations on all the success.
Thanks,
best of luck.
Appreciate
on
it,
this tour.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
Till
it.
Till next time. All right, hey, now I'm with Dale Stewart-Seeler, the bass player. Dale, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, let's hear about this bad boy.
This is my signature model Avenger bass by Schecter Guitars. I love it, man. It's,
did this model exist before it was your signature, or did you start like with a clear slate?
You know, this model existed years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, before we even, you know, signed with Schecter. But the first time we met them, they invited us to go to the factory, and I saw a guitar, because, you know, they make the Avenger-shaped guitars, you know, like the, you know, the Sinister Gates guitar, and that, you know, is the Avenger shape.
Sure.
But I saw a guitar that shape, and I said, wow, I love that shape, you know, I wish you had a bass like that. And I said, well, we used to make them, we might have one or two left. and they actually fished a couple of them, like the last ones they had.
Oh, great.
And they found them. They're like, you know, yeah. There you go. You know, if you need more, let us know. And, you know, give us like 90 days and we'll have you some just one-offs made.
That's great.
So super cool, man. They've always taken really good care of us, you know, from day one. So, that's, I mean, I've been playing this shape, you know, even, you know, wasn't available to the public, but they'd make them for me. And then when they said they were going to give us, you know, our own sort of signature models, I said, well, you know, let's bring the Avenger back. And
how cool. Back,
yeah,
man.
I
that's
brought it
great.
Back.
So EMGs. So does it come stock with EMGs?
Yeah, that's how they make it.
Well, that's cool. That's great that your signature rig right off the shelf is just how you want it.
Yeah.
With no,
it is, man. These things growl. I mean, you know, we've worked with producers before, you know, good, well-known guys that they're just blown away. They're like, what bass is that? You know, it just sounds so good.
What tuning are you using?
We use all kinds. You know, glancing at the set list, it's you know, D sharp, C sharp, C.
All low and rumbly.
All low and rumbly. Sometimes we use like standard, you know, standard configuration, but you know, maybe drop half a step. And then for a lot of stuff we use like, you know, drop tuning. So, you know, we'll drop instead of D sharp, drop it to C sharp and just make it a little bit heavier. And
so how many basses are you carrying to cover all that?
On the road I have probably, I don't even know, man, probably about 7 or 8.
That's great. Yeah, good for you, man.
You kind of want one for each tuning and then, you know, a backup for each tuning as well. So
sure, yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of guitars, man.
And you play a lot of acoustic as well.
I started out back in the day playing guitar as a kid and that, and then switched over to playing bass, you know, in my late teens, I guess. I still noodle around on guitars, you know.
Very cool.
It's fun.
Well, let's talk about the signal flow. So you're now, for the first time, using wirelesses.
Yeah.
So that runs into your rig, but in front of you on your pedal board, looks like you're starting with the tried and true Boss TU-2 tuner.
Yeah, and that's basically on sort of an on-off switch, you know, as much as it is a tuner, but we got that. You know, then I got a little flange, and then just like a basic overdrive pedal.
Sure.
I don't use the pedals a lot.
Yeah.
You know, some of the new stuff has, you know, got a little bit of dirty stuff. I've never really been a fan of you know, having like a dirty, you know, bass sound, because I always felt like it took all the bottom end away from, you know, from the bass. But how we have it now, we basically have, you know, two signals. So, you know, I still have the bottom end, you know, and clean signal coming through, and then the dirty is basically a layer on, you know, on top of that. So the bottom doesn't fall out of it when I click that on. So it's
okay.
It's
and what is this right here? Lee, I'm never sure how to pronounce that. It's
that
Lehi.
Oh, that's just a splitter.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Split that signal.
And what are you running as far as amps go?
I'm using Hardkey.
Okay.
Hardkey
cool.
amps. Been using them now for probably 5-6 years.
What model?
It's the LH 1000. Is it the LH 1000? Those hard keys, it's LH, right?
In cabinets?
Okay. 810s.
Oh,
I've got 2 810s, one on either side.
Wow.
So wherever I go, I can
get
kicked in the back.
Man. Right, right.
Yes, it's the 2,000 watt heads and the 2 810 cabs. So.
Well, although
plenty of juice.
You're on ears, I guess. When we came in, man, it was
cooking.
Loud.
I actually, I've been using just earplugs.
Oh, really?
And because it is so loud and, you know, Johnny hits so hard on the drums, I can hear those.
Yeah.
You know, the bass is coming through, so I just play with earplugs and, you know, if I have to do backing vocals, I can sort of hear myself in my own head.
Yeah, almost. Get like an internal monitor. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But I just actually got fitted earlier today for some molds, some in-ears, so.
Making the job.
Yeah, I haven't used in-ears in probably over 10 years, you know, probably more like 12 years, so. I've heard they've come a long way. I wasn't impressed back then, but
sure.
I think the ones back then had like three drivers and just no bass. And you know, as a bass player, if you don't feel it, it's just it's just not cool. So I'm gonna try those. You know, I listened to some of the with just the generic fittings on, and they're pretty cool. So I'll see.
Well, from a audience perspective, no trouble hearing you coming off the stage.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Loud and proud. Mission accomplished. Well, man, congratulations. Good luck
on
the tour.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Till next time.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.